With us right now, State Representative Scott Krug. Joint Finance Committee listened. Apparently you and some of your colleagues leveraged them pretty hard.
Yeah, you know, it's it was a long process, and we kind of, you know, didn't let it go the whole time here. So once you talk to people enough, they start understanding, you know, the actual reality on the ground, and they voted 14-2 to allow a multi-vendor option.
One of the things I noticed with the members of the Joint Finance Committee is some of them changed their mind from 2 years ago, now understanding that it is a competition issue. It is a choice of the local districts issue, and they're singing a different tune now.
Yeah, and that's the most exciting part here, is that legislators from across the state were able to take our input and sit down and think about what may have happened last session and how things have changed to this session. And I think the most exciting one is, you know, making sure that we had the co-chairs understand exactly what the situation was on the ground. And I was very appreciative of Co-Chair Nygren pointing out some of the hard work that has been into this system and into this project. So it's a very gratifying day to hear those comments from Joint Finance today.
One of the things I noticed, I believe it was Co-Chair Nygren who pointed out that the old argument that they heard 2 years ago about how the data is not coming in the same and they need everything to be the same, that argument doesn't wash, as he used his iPad and his own finances for his experiment.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, technology changes that fast, and that's something that we really need to be aware of in the legislature, is that things change, situations become different, and we need to be responsive to them. And just instead of just sticking our head in the sand and saying, no, we already talked about it once, we're done talking about it, we had to keep bringing these things up and keep talking about them the whole time that we're here. That's our job.
Now, this is not over yet. You still have to get this budget passed
right, without
amendments. And what kind of a challenge is that going to be?
I think the State Assembly has proved to be very steadfast and strong as a team when it comes to the budget. I'm sure there'll be some that still have some heartburn over the budget in its entirety. I have no doubts the Assembly will pass this budget. The Senate, you know, we have the same concerns that others do about the Senate. Sometimes they're a little all over the place, but I don't think any senator is willing to throw away the budget over this issue. And I'm still encouraging my Democratic colleagues to, you know, cast a vote for this budget, because we're saving Central Wisconsin jobs. And I think that'll help bolden the case, too.
What is next for this budget? And is there anything that DPI can do in spite of the legislature?
You know, I think what we've proved and what was talked about in finance today is that typically in state contracts, the legislature has the power and the authority to control the purse strings on a project. So yeah, there may be some people in certain departments that want to do things their way, but the elected representatives control those issues and make sure that at the end of the day that the people that sent us here get the final say. So I think we send a message to the departments to make sure they're working with the legislature and making sure that the legislature is on board with their decisions.
And in essence, the people who sent the money have representation.
Well, absolutely. And that's the point, is if you're a taxpayer in Central Wisconsin, there's no way that you want to support Minnesota jobs being created. It's just a taxpayer in Central Wisconsin doesn't buy that argument. So anything else that goes into this project, it came down to that, is that people just didn't buy that Wisconsin companies couldn't do this job.
With this motion passing and the budget modified, I would imagine you've already heard from school districts about the unknown costs this will save them.
Oh, absolutely. And something the RFP process was flawed in, I think, is they didn't consider implementation costs. The RFP process doesn't consider local impacts as far as jobs. You know, we calculated out that just if Skyward left, we calculated that'd be about a $7 million hit in salaries alone. And if you calculate that every dollar you spend in a local economy gets spent seven times, that's nearly a $50 million impact to just that portion of the project, not to mention the school district's implementation costs, retraining staff, the 49,000 parents who have to learn a new system, the 550 teachers that had to learn a new system. It just, there wasn't anything that made sense about it to me.
Anything you'd like to add today?
No, I think that's it today, Larry.